Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting second. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Dierker. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Larry Dierker. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting eighth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bert Hooten. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bert Hooten. And now, play ball. Roger Metzger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Metzger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There's a wild pitch. Metzger moves to second. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Metzger moves to third. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Metzger scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Astros. Lee May batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo juggles the ball. That's an error on Santo. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Watson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to second. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Rader hits a line drive into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Helms hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Dierker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Metzger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Monday hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hickman moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-1 in the game. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Watson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wynn moves to third. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooten fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hooten hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dierker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a pop-up towards first. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0-for-1 in the game. Dierker bunts towards the mound. Hooten fields it and throws to first for the out. Edwards moves to second. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo is hit by the pitch. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 2 in the game. Cedeno is hit by the pitch. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Astros. LeMay batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Watson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Watson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rader is 0 for 2 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooten fields it and throws to first for the out. Watson moves to second. 2 outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal strikes out. 1 out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dierker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Edwards. The throw from Hundley and he is out. Kessinger applying the tag. 1 out. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dierker is 0 for 1 in the game. Dierker takes first base on ball 4. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cesar Cedeno batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cedeno is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Heiser pinch hits for Bert Hooten. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Tom Phoebus now pitching. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kessinger. Wynn moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Watson is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Watson strikes out. 2 outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rader is 0 for 3 in the game. Rader is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carmen Fanzone pinch hits for Ron Santo. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fanzone takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Carmen Fanzone now playing third base. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Helms is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Edwards batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dierker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dierker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Monday is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Metzger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Phoebus covering, for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fanzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Shamsky pinch hits for Tom Phoebus. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Shamsky is called out on strikes. 1 out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Beckert is 0 for 3 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kessinger moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kessinger moves to third. Two outs. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fanzone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fanzone is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.